That's where the old fellows did, the prehistoric folks, rubbed things on stone. Well, he got, after they made the wheels, then they made these stones in the wheel, and then they made that a turning stone, you see. So it was dignified as calling it a turning stone. So it was called a turning stone. That's right. I knew it was a turning stone. So when it got to a shop, it was called a turning stone. So take this over to the turning stone. That's what it was.
In your father's store, what did he use to put things in? What kind of wrapping would he use?
Well, we had wrapping paper, just like they have today. We bought it in big rolls. We had sacks.
What kind of sacks? Special paper?
Or? Yeah, we got 2-pound sacks, 1-pound sacks. 5-pound sacks. I don't remember we ever had any sacks larger than a 5-pound in a paper sack. I don't believe now.
Did you have anything called a toe or a croaker?
Croaker sacks. A croaker sack is made out of some kind of hemp, isn't it? Called hemp or something like that. It's it's a rough fiber stuff. I don't know where they get that material. It isn't cotton. It's made out of bark of trees. It gets from somewhere, and it's woven into a fine kind of a cord stuff, and it makes a very good sack. Come here, lady.
I believe she went back out. I think I heard her. If a family took a certain amount of corn in to be ground.
Yeah, you're talking about the mill now.
Yes, sir.
Going to the corn mill.
How much corn would they take, and what would they call it?
We used to go to the mill, we called it. Go to Clear Creek Mill. And then later we went to the ship shop. He run a mill. He got a gasoline engine. The gas age hit us. I've forgotten about now what date that was. It must have been around 1908 or 1906 or 1908 or somewhere along there. When the gas age hit and we got gasoline engines out there, we got a grist mill, we call it grist mill. And we'd carry corn there, and I remember that we'd carry maybe a bushel or 2 bushels of corn to the mill, and he would take his toll out of it. And you'd bring back probably in the same sack that you took the corn in, you'd bring back the mill. It'd grind it as fine as you wanted it.
Would that be called a turn of corn, or how much is a turn?
A turn?
Yes, sir, a turn of corn.
I don't know. We call it a bush and a peck.
You measure
gallon
out.
Gallon.
Measure out so much.
We was always made in a bush and a peck, like that.
When there's another term that's it's interesting, and if you